LaWayne Hegarty, Gonzale Martin, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
LaWayne, the Healthy Eating, Active Living Urban McCormick Street Farm Market just opened last month. Would you tell us a bit about it?
The McCormick neighborhood is identified as a food desert area, so that makes it really hard for people to have easy access to any grocery store, but especially to a grocery store that carries fresh produce. So because it was identified that way and it also is a low income area, we wanted to make sure that those folks in that area had the opportunity to purchase fresh fruits and vegetables and to benefit from the health that comes along with eating nutritiously that way. So Parkview Hospital and St. Joe Community Health Foundation are co-sponsoring the McCormick Place Farmers Market, and it operates every Wednesday from 5 to 7. It is one of the few markets in town that accepts Medicaid, which is the food stamp vouchers from SNAP, and also WIC gives farm market coupons. And we also are helping people to make their benefits go farther, and we do that by matching any dollars that are spent through SNAP or WIC benefits. So it really helps people be able to make the most of their benefits and get access to a lot of good, healthy, nutritious food. People have been very excited about what they've been able to purchase there, because we have lots of diversity among our clients. We have African American, Caucasian, Burmese, some Hispanic families, so really nice mix of folks. And of course, their cooking is all a little different, and their tastes are a little different, so what they're looking for is different. But we also do food demonstrations and tastings there. Purdue Extension helps us with those, and through doing that and giving recipes out as well, we've been able to encourage people to try new fruits and vegetables that they may not have ever tasted before, and it's really fun.
So, Gonzale, where does GATE, which is Growth in Agriculture Through Education, fit into the food chain?
We've got young folks, or young students, who work the garden piece of this project through the HEAL program and Parkview. And so what we do then is train the young folks in knowing vegetables, growing vegetables, maintaining the vegetables, collecting the vegetables, and then selling those same vegetables to the end user, which are the consumers.
So they really are working both ends of the food chain and both ends of the market then.
That is very correct.
You came from a farm background. You're a master gardener yourself. Did you ever expect to be teaching gardening, and does it take long for your teens to master the concept?
Well, we went through the Boys and Girls Club, which is right across the street from where the farm is, and I believe they gave us the best of the crop. It didn't take much for them to learn gardening, some of the concepts, and I believe that this is something that they'll never forget. It's more than just raising vegetables. They're beginning to have an appreciation of what they are doing because they can see the benefits of it. And the thing about the young people that we've got working there at the farm market this year is that those young people are dual language type students. And it's very important because they can relate to the customers that's coming through the market. So you've got customers that don't speak English, but that's fine. We've got students here that can speak their language, and that's making all the difference in the world.
LaWayne, does this interaction between the farmers and the consumers enhance that experience at the market, do you think?
Oh, I think it's been really great because the customers really enjoy learning more about the vegetables, where they come from. Besides the teen farmers, we also have adult farmers that work with another component of the program. And because they're growing some of those unique crops, for example, that the Burmese enjoy, this is the first time some people have been introduced to those things, and they come in and they say, well, what would I do with a squash blossom, or what would I do with potato leaves? And they're able to share those suggestions with them, and people are excited about trying new things.
Can everyone go to this farm market?
Everyone's welcome.
Well, as luck would have it, Gonzale brought one of his lead workers with him today, and that's Mike Hera. Welcome, Mike. And would you tell us, is this the first time you've had a garden?
Yeah, this is my first time.
And how does that make you feel?
Really great, because I get to know like vegetable I never eat before, and they show us how to like grow it, water it, and how to harvest it, everything.
And why would you personally recommend the McCormick Street Farm Market?
Every Wednesday we have good product. It's like healthy if you eat more vegetable. Just don't sit down and at home and eat. The one that from the like market, it's not fresh. Come to our market and we have fresh fruit and stuff.
Luane Haggerty is Community Initiative Manager for St. Joseph Community Health Foundation. Gonzalee Martin is founder of GATE, that's Growth in Agriculture Through Education. And Mike Hara is his lead worker. They all joined us today in the WBOI studios. Luane, Gonzalee, Mike, thank you so much for fitting us into your busy schedules, and a bountiful harvest to you in every way.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.